Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay caramba,
disguises,
surprises,
and pies of
all sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
My lips never move. Wouldn't I make a great ventriloquist?
Now, while I'm busy being the life of the party, you sit in the corner and do whatever it is cats do.
Yes, sir.
Hey, everybody! The life of the party is here!
Did anybody here order 2,000 pepperoni pizzas? Yes, I was born to boogie! I love the way onion dip squishes between my toes. So much better to dance in than guacamole.
We love your cat!
Want him?
Microwave lasagna. Nature's most perfect food.
Too hot.
I'll let it cool down and watch some TV first and... Ahem. Someone in my chair. Cough. Ahem. Sounds of annoyance. Okay, that was a rotten trick. How about if neither of us watches TV? You got an idea for something else to do?
Yep.
Odie has an idea. Mark this on your calendars, folks. You want me to read you a story?
Yeah.
Anyone, huh? Okay. The story of Odie Locks and the Three Cats.
Huh?
That's right, Odie Locks. Now don't interrupt. Once upon a time... Boy, how do they come up with these catchy openings? Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Odie Locks. Odie Locks was very beautiful. Okay, so I lied. She was as homely as an empty refrigerator. But she was also very rich. But she wasn't very smart. In fact, she went through her entire family fortune in 6 months. Every time a bill came in, she paid the zip code. She spent her money on many foolish things. She went to Cinderella's town and opened a store selling glass jogging shoes. Then she went to Snow White's town and opened a big man's shop. One day she took a walk in the forest, trying to figure out what to invest her money in. Now, meanwhile, deep in the forest, there was a cottage. And in this cottage lived three cats. A papa cat, a mama cat, and a baby cat. The baby cat tasted his lasagna and said...
My lasagna's too hot.
So the papa cat said...
Let's go for a conga line in the forest, and by the time we get back, our lasagna will be cool enough to eat.
So they went for a conga, the baby cat, the mama cat, and the great big papa cat. A few minutes later, along came Odie Locks, searching in vain for the Wilshire off-ramp to the San Diego freeway. She decided to stop at the cat's cottage and ask for directions. There didn't seem to be anyone home, so she went in. She was tired from all that walking, so she decided to sit down and rest. She tried to think, what could she spend all her money on? Maybe a chain of ice rinks in Alaska. She sat there wondering what to do. Then she noticed a control on the chair arm. She turned on Papa Cat's automatic rocking chair rock. Quickly, she turned it off. She decided to skip the other chairs and head straight for the food. The first plate of lasagna had too much ricotta cheese in it.
Ick!
The second plate of lasagna had the noodle too well done and not enough sausage.
Ick!
The third plate of lasagna was just right.
Yum!
And so she gobbled it all down. It was very good lasagna. And she ate every bit of it. Then, of course, she needed a nap. After you eat lasagna, you always have to sleep. So she looked around for a place to sleep. First, she tried the Papa Cat's bed, but it was too hard. Next, she tried the Mama Cat's bed, but this bed was too soft. Next, she tried the Baby Cat's bed, and it was just right. Meanwhile, the three cats were returning from their conga. The Papa Cat said,
"Someone's been eating my lasagna."
And the Mama Cat said, "Someone's been eating my lasagna." And the Baby Cat said,
"Someone's been eating my lasagna, and they ate it all up."
What a sad story. And the Papa Cat said,
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed."
And the Mama Cat said, "Someone's been sleeping in my bed." And the Baby Cat said,
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed, and there she is now."
She started to run for her life. But Papa Cat had previously taken a course in motel management. He presented her with a bill for room and board, and she said,
"I had a great time here. How about if we open a hotel?"
They had the know-how, and she had the money, so they became partners. And Odilocks finally wound up with a successful business. Later, they wound up suing each other, but for now, they lived happily ever after. Good story, Odie? Odie? You know, sometimes Odie isn't as dumb as he looks.
Orson, come quick! My carrot's disappeared!
What are you talking about, Booker? It's right there!
As soon as the pig leaves, we'll do it again.
What does the book say to do next, Wade?
Fred, I've lost my place. Remove engine oil pan, retaining bolts and gasket, and drop the pan.
I think you skipped over something, Wade.
Oh, yeah. Make certain you drain all oil from the engine first, or it will spill all over you. Was that important?
Yes, it was important. I'll have to take a shower. And this is my only set of coveralls, so I'll have to wash them before I go back to fixing the tractor.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What's Wade overreacting to now?
Gee, might have been something I said, Lanolin. Or maybe the way I said it.
I make those mistakes all the time. But You can't take things back once you blurted them out.
Yeah, it's too bad time machines haven't been invented yet. We could go back and correct our mistakes before they happen.
You must have fallen in an oil waller. You're a mess.
Well, I'm headed for the shower and then the laundromat. Fortunately, washing machines have been invented. Uh-oh. This could take a while. Must be laundry day for everybody.
I have one more load of washing to do, so you'll have to wait your turn like everybody else, Tiggo.
Booker and I only have one small load, Orson.
You can put your stuff in with ours to save time.
Thanks.
Can't take things back once you've blurted them out.
Yeah, it's too bad time machines haven't been invented yet. We could go back and correct our mistakes before they happen.
Done it, Professor Orson. The first 150-horsepower time machine with a permanent press cycle.
It may be premature for congratulations, fellow scientists.
Yeah, we don't even know if it works.
Well, then let's test it.
All right, we'll go back in time a few minutes. I think we've seen enough of the past. Let's head for the future.
Here we go, zooming faster than the speed of light. Sit back and relax and
please enjoy your flight.
I just can't wait to see what lies up ahead. Into the future to see where the past is led. I don't know what we'll find. I wonder what we'll see in the future. It's a mystery in time. Don't know what it's gonna be in the future. The future that's in front of us will soon be in the past. We better take it easy. This machine goes pretty fast. I'm not a gambling pig, but I'd be willing to bet that the song I'm singing now was never written yet. We'll get a first-hand glance at how life is gonna be in the future. Did what I did today split up our family in the future?
Farm looks deserted. What happened?
Maybe that newspaper will give us a clue.
Wade Duck set to blast off in Mars rocket today, never to come back.
Look, there he is!
Farewell, Earth. You were a nice planet, but since my one-time best buddy Orson yelled at me, I cannot bear to trod this soil. I have obviously lost my best friend, so I have no reason to stay.
Wade, come back! Wade, I didn't mean it! You don't have to leave Earth, Wade!
What a grim future.
Professor Booker, tell me, is there any way to change this future?
Well, it is a probable future, not a definite one.
I have to change everything by talking things out with Wade before it's too late. What a strange daydream. I know what I have to do, though. Do me a favor and wash these coveralls for me, Roy. I have to talk to Wade.
Orson, they're too oily.
Just add some more soap. That'll get everything clean. I have to stop Wade from going to Mars.
Going to Mars?
Orson's being Orson again.
Oh, tremble. Oh, dejected me.
I've been looking all over for you, Wade.
Oh, gosh, Orson. I'm sorry about the accident. Don't yell at me again.
No! I'm the one who should apologize to you. You were doing your best to try to help me by doing something that was hard for you, and I didn't acknowledge that.
Whew. And I thought you were mad at me. Oh, I feel a whole lot better now.
I'm glad we cleared the air about it. Lanolin, you're right about not being able to take things back once you've said them. But you can make amends before too much time passes and hurt feelings ruin a friendship.
Yeah, that's terrific, Orson. But do you notice our weather getting a little, soapy?
Oh, Orson, we have a problemo.
Oh, no! I overloaded the washing machine! We have to clean it up!
We?
Well, Booker and Sheldon will help me.
Not me!
Not me either!
I wish I had a time machine so I could go back and put in less soap. Wade, you came to help me out.
I figured Orson is my true blue pal, and that's what pals are for, to help one another.
Wade, that's really nice.
Also, my best socks are in there somewhere.
Oh.
And now, just because you didn't drink all your milk, we present Screaming with Binky. Today, Binky's yelling won't bother me. I have earplugs. See, it's working.
Garfield, your dinner's ready.
I couldn't hear him, so he couldn't annoy me.
If you don't come now, I'm going to give it to Odie.
These are great earplugs.
Okay, have it your way. No dinner.
Yep, I really outsmarted that clown this time. Boy, I wonder when John will have my dinner ready.
Garfield, come back here with that. I said you could have a light snack.
This is a light snack. The big snack includes soup.
Say, wasn't there a ham in there?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You are my only hope.
Garfield, are you all right?
It's all right. Nothing broken. My bed!
It's okay, Garfield. We'll get you another one.
After all the time we've spent together, we had such good times.
Garfield, it's just wood.
You were such a loyal friend, old bed. When I think of the good times we shared together, the holidays, Christmas, New Year, Easter, even my birthday. My dear friend.
Garfield, didn't you hear me? I'm going to buy you a brand new bed.
It's just wood. Let's go shopping. I want something soft but firm, fluffy but without too much body.
We'll drive over to the department store in the mall.
A mattress with support, but something that isn't confining.
Oh, when I go to a store, there's a whole world of new things to try.
On each and every floor, there are goodies in ample supply.
Hello, charge card, money in the bank, bye-bye.
If I could just get thinner, I would get a brand new suit and tie. Woo!
This stove can cook my dinner or lunch in the wink of an eye.
Yeah! Hello, charge card, money in the bank, bye-bye.
Now wait a minute, cousin, you need a comfy place to rest your head.
Where I'd settle for a dozen of these funky freezers full of food instead.
Hello, charge card, Garfield needs a brand new bed.
Yeah. They must have pet beds here somewhere.
A color that's restful and yet at the same time matches my dynamic personality.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, we'd like to see something in a pet bed.
Yeah, we'd like to see me in a pet bed. Your best one.
Well, here. Try this one on for size.
Wait a minute. I need a running start. On your mark, ready, set, sleep.
Oh.
Garfield has instant 0 to 60 sleep capabilities.
Not comfy.
Don't worry, we have lots of different models.
Nope, not comfy. Not comfy either. This couldn't be any less comfortable. I was wrong. This is less comfortable.
How about this? The cat waterbed.
It's worth a try. Whoa! Yeah! Get me an anchor.
I don't think this is such a good
Oh, it just takes some getting used to, see?
Hey, this isn't bad. Say, I guess it isn't a good idea to claw a waterbed, is it? I don't like waterbeds. John? I have a hunch you don't like waterbeds either. I need sleep.
Do you have any other pet beds?
Well, we have this one new model.
It's the Catnap 7. It comes with vibrating paws massage action, lasagna snack dispenser, and get this, a snooze alarm that can be set for any month.
Garfield, what's wrong? Why are you crying?
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
How much is this bed?
I have the price tag right here.
That's the price?
Plus tax, of course.
Please. Pretty please with mozzarella on top. I haven't asked you for anything for hours now. The bed of my dream.
All right, Garfield, okay. I'll take it. I hope you appreciate how much this new pet bed costs.
I do. But remember, I'm a connoisseur of sleeping. I don't just sleep anywhere.
I know, you don't just sleep anywhere. Well, now you have a terrific bed, and it had better be terrific for what it cost. But you couldn't just anywhere sleep. Well, I'm not going to let it go to waste.
I should change my ways. From now on, I'm going to be a lot more polite to Odie. Excuse me. There. Now, wasn't that a lot more polite?